It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com. Today's games feature all of the homecoming jobs in the lake. Bucky's Legends continues on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Since 1995, Bemidji State has celebrated homecoming wins by jumping into Lake Bemidji. Coach Jeff Tesh had his first lake jump in 1998. The win, 22-10 over MSU Moorhead. Coach Jeff Tesh didn't even want to jump in with his team.
Well, you know, you had heard all about it and how exciting it was. And the interesting part, we almost had a chance to do it against Moorhead my very first year we were here. And they scored with really no time on the clock to beat us. So we were thinking, hey, you know, what's so hard about this? I'm going to do it my first year. And then we didn't get a chance to do it because they scored. Obviously, being my alma mater made it a little bit more exciting at that time. But just the excitement, we hadn't had a lot of it yet in the program, and to get that opportunity. And I can remember at first when it started, I did not go in the lake. I thought it looked like unprofessional by the head coach to jump in there too, like bad sportsmanship. And I remember going to Ralph Michelli and saying, hey, I just want you to know I'm not jumping in. You know, it doesn't look right. And I can remember his comments. Well, it was me. I'd go in. The winds are hard to get. And I went, you're right. And so I hopped in with the guys. But there was a couple times that I did, and I just felt like it wasn't the sportsmanship thing to do. But just a hot day and exciting, and running in that first time was pretty neat.
So, Jeff, how long did it take to realize how important jumping on the lake was to the program?
You know, not long. I've been involved in a lot of traditional games where, you know, they're pretty exciting. The nickel for the North Dakota State, playing at Montana State versus the University of Montana. I mean, those big games and those traditional games, I had them in high school. And it's just so unique. It just brings the team together, the stadium, the community. They're down there right with the players. I've just, from my years of experience, I just don't know if there's a more unique tradition. And it sure gets you pumped up for the games, and it sure is fun when you do it.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.